Flames Insider, Peter Loubardias, brought to you by the Gemini Group Home Renovations. Your home renovations should be a reflection of who you are. Give your home the Gemini difference. The Gemini Group, now offering Air Miles Reward Miles. Visit GeminiGroup.ca.
Hello, Lou. How are we doing today?
I'm good, Riles. I am excellent. Thank you kindly.
That's good. It was a fun night last night to start the NHL season, wasn't it?
It was. I would say that both games were very different. You know, and this can happen, Tampa Bay with the big ceremony and everything that went hand in hand for the Lightning going into their game with Pittsburgh, and they were just flat. They never really got to their game the majority of the night. And give Pittsburgh a lot of credit. They understand they're without, you know, their two best centers right now, and Crosby and Malkin, although in Sidney's case, he is traveling with the team and hopes to join them sooner rather than later. But, you know, the term now used in hockey isn't about defending, it's about checking and using your speed to check. And, you know, that's an incredibly difficult group to check when you talk about the Lightning. But they didn't have it, and I thought Pittsburgh did a fantastic job of checking and pressuring and forechecking. You know, they were completely deserving of that win. So, you know, good on Mike Sullivan's squad for answering the bell and kind of ruining the Tampa Bay party. But the Lightning, frankly, Riles, looked like a team that knew the other group wasn't at full strength, maybe took it for granted a little bit, and those things can happen with all the pomp and circumstance and emotion that went into the game prior to the puck being dropped.
And a great story from that Pittsburgh team, as well as Brian Boyle, after not playing last year, comes back with a PTO with the Pittsburgh Penguins and scores in his first game of the regular season.
You know, Brian is just one of the classiest people. He's been through a lot in his life, including, you know, a battle with cancer, did not play last season in the NHL. He suited up in Latvia for his country at the World Championship, played very well there, and was a great mentor and leader on that United States group that showed very, very well in that tournament before losing to Canada in a semifinal game. So everybody loves the guy. His story is well worth noting, and it was terrific to see him convert on that particular goal as part of Pittsburgh's 6-2 win last night at the hands of the Lightning. And by the way, just going to throw this out at you, that was the same Dominic Simone, right, that we saw last year?
I'm pretty sure it was the same guy.
He's a good player last night. And not just because he scored, which he didn't do all of last season, and, you know, what for him had to be the most miserable time of his professional and probably life, you know, being out of the lineup for the majority of the season, didn't really get in under Daryl Sutter until the very end. But, you know, give him credit. It worked pretty well for him in Pittsburgh the first go-around, and I thought he was a good performer last night for the Penguins. That line, you know, that he was a part of, they were a real catalyst, I thought, throughout the course of the night.
And another fun game, the second one, as Seattle played their first ever of the franchise's history against the Golden Knights. Looked like it might be a bit of a runaway early, as the Golden Knights potted a couple quick ones after Seattle had all the momentum for the first couple minutes. But they sure made it a game, and welcome to the league, Seattle. A controversial goal causes you to lose the game.
Well, it was controversial, the Chandler Stephenson goal that they reviewed, and, you know, a lot of people at first glance thought that it was kicked in, and I can certainly understand why many people would feel that way. First of all, do you think Vegas knows how to put on a show?
Oh, that was amazing, that opening ceremony.
You know, I think Montreal does it as well, if not better than anybody. But, you know, there's a new sheriff potentially in town. That was extravagant and so well done. I really enjoyed the game. It had good tempo. You know, Seattle, to their credit, bounces back from 3-0 down to tie it on Morgan Geekie's goal. And I have a feeling that Geekie's going to have a bit of a breakout year there, part of the second power play. Really liked what I saw from him, the former Tri-City American star, in a couple of preseason games. So it was a great deal of fun, controversial ending. Let me ask you this. For me, you know, the Western Hockey League has an interesting rule where, you know, you can't necessarily completely kick it in, but, you know, if your blade is on the ice and it goes in, or even if you direct it in with your skate, it counts. And I'm starting to feel more and more like, you know, if the puck in any way, shape, or form makes contact with the skate, but the blade remains on the ice, I would probably look at going more along those lines, because, you know, the more you can eliminate gray, the better. Now, you know, the whole kicking scenario gets tricky because, you know, you don't want goalies in particular to get hurt. And in fact, the young man in the Ontario Hockey League, Tucker Tynan, who is back and playing really, really well this year to start the season, you know, he was seriously injured in a kicking scenario like that a couple seasons ago. But yeah, you know, it's controversial and an exciting night and good performances. I don't think, you know, we feel much different about Vegas, but you brought up a good point too, Riles. Shots on goal early were 8-3 Seattle, and it was 2-0 Vegas.
Yeah, it was certainly interesting, and I just thought it was an all-around good hockey game, and I kind of feel like Seattle could be a playoff team in the Pacific with that roster makeup. I'm a little more bullish on them than maybe I was right after the expansion draft.
Well, it's one night, and I think what people need to be reminded of is, yes, it's easy in hindsight to think about Vegas and what an incredible season they had and what an incredible story they had. But going into year number one, there were all of these same questions. In fact, I would make an argument, at least on the defensive side of the ledger, that, you know, Seattle's defense is in much better shape than Vegas's was in year one, you know, entering the first season. And did anybody think William Karlsson was going to go off for 45 after he'd scored 9 the season before? So, you know, it's easy to go look at Vegas's roster. Well, yeah, go back. Go back and remind yourselves what you really thought after their draft. Now, in saying that, is Seattle going to do what Vegas did? No way. That's a once-in-a-lifetime expansion professional sports season. But yes, from day one of the expansion draft, I think this is going to be a competitive team that's not going to be an easy out. And I bet, you know, we haven't seen it yet. We're going to have to wait a little while to see it. But my guess is Seattle's new home environment isn't going to hurt that group.
Yeah, I'm very excited when they finally get there after their, I believe it is a 5-game road trip to start the season. It's going to be fun there on opening night for the Kraken. Looking at the Flames here as they were on the ice for practice not too long ago, couple notes. Michael Backlund did not practice today. That is just a maintenance day, Lou?
Yeah, that's the team has called it maintenance. I'm up here in the stands chatting with you while availability is going on underneath in the media lounge. So if there's anything further to report, I'm sure we will have that on our radio station sooner rather than later. But that is what the team sent out. Of course, Blake Coleman did take part in practice today, but he is not available. And with Richardson on IR and Pitlick skating, but not yet with the team, you know, the team practiced today with 10 forwards. So it's going to be interesting, Riles, to see how things play out by the end of the week. Oliver Shillington was in a green jersey today as, you know, being used in drills, rushes, and everything else as a forward. Now, again, I'm not suggesting that that's going to be the case come Saturday, but, you know, by my math, unless Pitlick is ready to go, they might require another forward. But also remember this, and I wouldn't be surprised if this is the case. This team has a plethora of defensemen. And would I be shocked, depending on Pitlick's status, because, you know, we're not worried about Michael Backlund, if the Flames go into game number one with an 11-7 formation, forwards to defense. It would not surprise me in the least, depending on, you know, if there's any way, shape, or form that Pitlick can get back in and practice and be ready. And, you know, today is already Wednesday's practice is concluded. So I'm leaning no, but one never knows either.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you thought maybe Shillington playing up with the forwards today was any indication that you thought maybe Valimaki had the inside edge to make the top six for opening night. But clearly you've answered that and said maybe we might see seven defensemen on opening night. So,
well, we might. Yeah. We might. It wouldn't shock me. But, you know, I would suggest that, you know, Yusso has been on a pairing the last couple of days with Eric and Branson. You know, that is certainly something to be noted. I thought Yusso, as I've shared, struggled early in the preseason and got better and better and better, I felt, as it went along. Now, and it happened again today right in front of me. You know, the fabulous skating coach of the Flames, Danielle Fujita, has done terrific work with Yusso, and it's work that literally was continuing no less than 3 or 4 minutes ago, is that's an area that Yusso continues to work at and get stronger, and a lot of crossover work today as part of the drills that he was going through. So I would suggest that don't read a ton today, but I think there's something to be read into that. And I'm very hopeful that Yusso, like so many others, gets off to a great start because, A, I just like the individual so much, and B, you know, if his ability to check continues to improve and his confidence in that area, Riles, continues to improve, I flat out know that, you know, he is more than capable of seeing the game and has an ability to make plays with the puck on his stick. But one thing needs, you know, to continue to grow, and he's 22 years old. So we'll see how that scenario on the back end continues to play out. And every single indication points to Tanev, Zadorov, and Hanifin and Anderson for opening night in Edmonton.
Yes, it certainly does. Looking at the forwards, you wanted to chat a little bit about Johnny Gaudreau today. He's seemed to have a little bit more jump through the preseason. The coach has had some praise, I would say, from Daryl in the preseason and his media availabilities. What have you seen from Johnny through the preseason going into the regular season?
I've seen a more engaged player would be the best. You know, Johnny has been really, really good in practice. He's been dangerous in the preseason. You know, his responsibility away from the puck is at a better level than I thought where it was at the majority of last season. You know, he looks like the guy that most people fell in love with here again. And he's going to have to be. So, you know, it ended well last season. It's off to a good start. You know, he was married in the off season. It's just a different way right now about how Johnny is carrying himself. And that's great news, because when I think about, you know, this team's forward group, two guys for me very much in the spotlight are going to be Matthew Tkachuk and Johnny Gaudreau. But Johnny Gaudreau has caught the eye of his head coach, who seems to be very pleased with what he's witnessing.
I think his energy level has been really good in terms of how he practices and carrying it over into a game. I think his work ethic has been really good. I think his finishing plays has been really good. You know, he's been primarily seen as a playmaker when you look at his stats and from coaching against him over the years. But I think that his desire to shoot the puck more and score more has showed up.
That one for me, Riley, you know, whether it's 5-on-5 or on the power play, is really, really important. And I think we'll continue to add to how dangerous he can be. We've always known that, you know, Johnny, when he's at the top of his game and has some time and space, can make plays. But in order to continue to, you know, be really effective in that area, you have to shoot the puck in both of those situations. And he is shooting it more. And I would make a comparison, not player to player, because Patrick Kane, to me, is, you know, one of the great offensive talents, you know, of the last decade or so. I mean, he is a brilliant, brilliant offensive player. But even in his arsenal the last few years, he, who is known for his incredible playmaking ability, also demonstrates that, you know, he can shoot it. And, you know, that's an area that Johnny, I'd have always described Johnny's shot over the years as probably mid-range, but I think it's better now. And just the ability to use it more often opens up more things for him and his teammates.
We're chatting with Peter Lou Bardius, our Calgary Flames insider, color voice of the Calgary Flames here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Just a couple more from me, Lou. We've talked about it ad nauseum, probably, that the Flames don't play until Saturday. What are the biggest challenges to this long layoff in between preseason and the regular season, would you say?
The biggest challenges is, you know, at a certain point in time, guys want to play. And, you know, with every passing night that you go home and you might flip on the TV, and some guys, you know, will do it and some other guys won't do it as much. You know, you're anxious. You want to get going. But like anything else, every coach, every manager, Riley, will tell you a couple of things. You can't change the schedule. So use the time. And for this team that had a preseason where they had to use a lot of different lineups and, you know, didn't really ever have an opportunity, let's face it, to, you know, play everybody in the spots and potential roles that they were looking for. You know, you use this week, you know, today, lots of work on special teams, one-on-one drills, you know, three-on-three, half ice. People don't always realize this, but there's plenty of new faces here, Riley, as you know, in key places. So, you know, if it gives you some extra days to practice and build some continuity and familiarity and chemistry, I think that's what you can best accomplish with the time. It's not ideal. No, that's been said, and not by me, but, you know, by Daryl. So the preseason schedule wasn't ideal. Waiting this long isn't ideal, but you have to take out of it what you can. And there will come a time, Riley, where you and I will be chatting on this program and Logan will be chatting on this program with, well, if only the Flames had more practice time, because that in a very compact season becomes at a premium when you have to, you know, have 4 days off a month and travel and, you know, you're a team with a tough travel schedule, Flames with a 5-game road trip in October to basically kick things off almost, and then a 7-game massive trip in November. So you have the time, you use it on a day-to-day basis to the best of your ability, and even turning back to, you know, what we were chatting about a few minutes ago, if there's some players that are a little nicked or overworked or not quite feeling right, well, gives you a little extra time there to make sure everybody is as close to top health as you can for opening night two.
Yeah, for sure. And just one more from me here. We have five games on the NHL schedule tonight, Lou. Some intriguing matchups. Two Canadian games, all Canadian games. Montreal and Toronto at 5 o'clock. Leafs probably looking for some revenge in that one, and they get to play in front of their home crowd for the first time in a very long time. Not sure yet if Adam Brooks will draw in for the Canadians, as they've just poached him off of waivers from the Leafs.
Yeah, I'm hearing no for the former Regina Pat star.
Paquette in over him then?
Yes. But we'll see how that goes going forward. I would say my one thought on that particular game is, you know, no Austin Matthews. Mitch Marner was dinged up yesterday. He did skate this morning. So we'll see how he's feeling come game time. But if you're the Leafs, you can't get the playoff series back and blowing a 3-1 lead. But I'd be looking to potentially set a tone.
Yes.
So if you don't have some juice and you're wearing blue and white tonight, that's on you.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we have the Oilers and Canucks at 8 o'clock. We get to see the new-look top six from the Edmonton Oilers, although Draisaitl and McDavid look like they will continue to play together, and Nuge will be with Hyman instead of McDavid.
Yeah, I'm you know, of course, you know, we're always concerned here about the Oilers, and it's the Flames' first opponent, but I'll be more focused, to be frank, on the other team, and that's Vancouver. And, you know, there's very, very mixed thoughts about, you know, what to or not to expect from the Canucks. And I just thought last year, really from the get-go, for the Canucks, just never got off the ground. They were behind the eight ball from day one, injuries. We know what happened later with the COVID, chasing it upstream, playing without Elias Pettersson for the last 27, 28 games. So everybody has signed. You know, I think they've upgraded in certain areas. I'm excited for that game, and I'm more excited to see what Vancouver has to offer in many ways than Edmonton.
We have one more Canadian team in action tonight. It's the Jets taking on the Ducks, a Jets team that, like they have for most of the time they've been in Winnipeg, pretty high expectations going into the season.
I think more so, Riley, now. In fact, and I would be in the same market. I don't want to undersell anybody. You know, I still think Toronto is an incredibly talented team. Winnipeg, with the adds on the back end, with Brendan Dillon coming in and Nate Schmidt coming over, has really, really solidified that group. You know, I'm not ready to go on record and say that I think they're the best Canadian team, but I really like their team. I really like their team a lot.
Yeah, and Cole Parfetti makes the opening night roster. He was a great junior, and there was some question on to whether he would be on the team or not. He has made that roster after a great camp. I thought he looked pretty good on Friday here in Calgary.
Yeah, you know what? You know, the product of Whitby, Ontario. And I think what certainly helped him, you know, he played really well at the World Junior last season, but people forget a little bit. He played at the World Championship too, and you know, acquitted himself well with the ice time that he received. And you know, when you have that kind of opportunity and you're around NHL guys on a regular basis, there's just no way that it wouldn't have helped him prepare and get ready. So I'm excited to see his trajectory. I've always been a fan, but Riles, I must admit, selfishly, if he's made available about the middle of December for another team, that won't break my heart.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, Lou.
That team's never away from my mind. So
yeah, for sure. And there might be a couple.
Good on him. He's going to be a good NHL player for a long time.
A couple 16-year-olds from the Dub looking for a spot on that team as well.
Well, there's going to be one, and there's some other great ones. And one of these days, in fact, we'll do that. You know, we'll talk a little bit about some of those outstanding 16-year-olds in the Western Hockey League, and a little more on the Hitmen. And you know, can't wait to get back into the swing of things and have an opportunity to watch that level more than I've been able to so far this fall, too. So, yeah, exciting times.
Sure is, Lou. Thank you so much for your time. I've kept you a little long today, but
all good.
Good to chat hockey with you. And we have regular season hockey, so I had to get some Canadian questions in for you.
Well, absolutely. That's what we're here for. Hey, Rouse, have a great day, and everybody else have a great day, too.
All right. See you, Lou.
Flames Insider, Peter Loubardias, brought to you by the Gemini Group Home Renovations. Your home renovations should be a reflection of who you are. Give your home the Gemini difference. The Gemini Group, now offering Air Miles Reward Miles. Visit GeminiGroup.ca.